brought to you almost live from the Dude in the Basement Studios. Why? Because that's where the good stuff is. It sips, suds, and smokes with your smoking host, the good old boys. Suds, suds, suds. It's time for more suds.
Welcome to the greatest show on earth. No?
Star Trek?
No, not Star Trek, silly, though it has been a good month of watching Star Trek. But this is a suds segment.
Oh, you threw me off when you said greatest. And show.
And really? Really? Come on. Right. Optimism. Optimism. This is a sud segment where good beer meets bad radio, and sometimes bad beer meets us. Or something like that.
Okay.
Well, joining me at the table today. God, I gotta rally the troops here.
Stunned silence.
We haven't had any beer yet.
Okay.
You're getting grumbly over here.
All speak right, for yourself. Okay. All right. Let me get on to it. Go to my Kendall. Hello.
Hi. Good day. It's a pleasure to be here. It's a beautiful day to sit around and drink beer.
It is.
That was the fakest happy voice I've ever heard.
Hey, now. He's happy. We're happy. Reverend Mark.
Hey, I'm happy to be here. Whether you believe it or not.
He's happy.
Whether you believe it or not.
And you got a really cool, colorful shirt, too. Yeah. I'm digging it. Yeah. We'll have to talk about that later. Hello, good old boy Sean.
Good to see y'all. Good to be back.
Nice to have you here with us. I'm
starting to wonder if you'd remember how to get to the house. The studio.
He's just been busy. He's been doing things. He's been traveling.
He's got a life.
Avoiding Titans traffic.
That too. Yes. Reals. Yeah, exactly. And good old boy Dave. Hey.
I know you are, but what am I?
Of course. Well, today we are going to do a takeover. It's a brewery takeover of Pontoon Brewing in Sandy Springs, Georgia. Good old boy Dave, why don't you give us a little info on them?
Pontoon Brewing was founded by a group of longtime pals and homebrewers who are passionate about developing awesomely scrumptious beer. I already don't like them. For the pontoon lifestyle. Second reason I don't like them. We all shared a passion for craft beer and homebrewing together on the weekends. Quickly became something we always look forward to. Following long discussions about attempting our dreams, we decided to share our passion and start Pontoon Brewing Company in 2014. The pontoon lifestyle is the idea of escaping the daily stresses and relaxing on a pontoon boat. For those unfamiliar, a pontoon boat is commonly known as a slow-moving party platform. It can't go far and can't go fast, just like me, so you might as well drink. Well, that is just like me.
See, yeah. Things are now looking
they,
up.
They came back then.
I like Pontoon it. Dave.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Good old Pontoon Dave. I wonder if you can homebrew on a pontoon.
I think it's been done before.
Yeah. I'm sure you could.
Yeah.
I saw those brew dog guys. They did that on the show. They on some kind of boat.
They definitely brewed on a few boats.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're crazy like that.
That water gets choppy.
It just aerates the board.
Yeah. Yeah. Till you get some on you.
Ouch. Good old boy Sean, why don't you give us the lineup for today?
Alrighty, the pontoon brewing beers we'll be tasting and discussing today are, we're gonna need a bigger pontoon, a New England style IPA, clocking in at 8%, Crushing Waves, Berliner Weiss, 6.3% ABV. Check Yourself, and it's hard for me not to say before you wreck yourself, but Check Yourself, Czech Pilsner, 4.5%. Das Labyrinth, a Marzen at 5.3%. And Dim Bones, a dry hopped pills at 5.5%.
Mm.
I have to say the can for Check Yourself is pretty awesome. I guess they're really into otters. Is that what that...
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Lots of otters.
So like a Mr. T otter.
It is.
Yeah.
Yes. I mean, pretty cool.
Yeah.
pretty there cool. You go. Well, thank you, good old boy, Sean. That's a really good lineup. I'm getting thirsty. Good old boy, Kendall, why don't you tell us the ratings for today?
We'll be discussing and rating these beers with these suds ratings plus our signature belching sounds. Here are those ratings now. 1, that sucks. Give me anything but a bud. 2, was that a belch? 3, what a relief. 4, a body should really not make that sound.
On a pontoon.
And 5, listen to that hang time. Give me another.
On a pontoon.
On a pontoon?
Thinking of the check yourself there. Okay, brief little side note. The website, I like it. It's easy to navigate. They got some cute little otters in various stages of...
undress.
Whoa. Wow.
Hey, this is a family show
kind of,
here.
It's not that kind of website, Sean. I don't know what you've been browsing lately.
No, it's pretty cool. And distribution-wise, it's Georgia, Florida, Louisiana, Tennessee, and Massachusetts. Isn't that crazy? I guess I'm not hip on the distribution models.
If you're going to name your beer, we're going to need a bigger pontoon. I mean, presumably Massachusetts. That's where Jaws was at, right?
It was. I think so. Right?
I mean.
That answers. Yeah. Okay. I wasn't thinking. I wasn't thinking. But I'm really happy that they're here. Okay.
Skipped a lot of places to get there.
I know.
I mean, when you got a Jaws-themed beer, you got to go to Massachusetts.
You
got to go.
You do. Right. So, yeah, that makes sense.
It's a pretty serious beer market to wedge yourself into.
Very.
Yeah, true. True. But, hey, kudos. All right. Well, let's get into it. The first beer that we are going to discuss is the We're Gonna Need a Bigger Pontoon. 8% ABV New England IPA. It features Azaka and El Dorado hops, finishes off with a bite of Citra in the dry hop. In these hazy waters, you'll encounter a wave of tropical fruit notes and a strong citrus aroma. Drink it quick or you're sure to beat shark bait. Ha ha. It's a really pretty color.
It's definitely hazy.
Lots of haze.
Mm-hmm. Soft mouthfeel.
Lots of haze, yes.
Very soft, yeah.
Although I'm getting a little bit of alcohol on kind of on the end of this. It's not hot, but you know it's there.
Mm-hmm. There's a little bit of... Mm-hmm. That's interesting.
Yeah,
a lot of people shield you from it, but they're like, hey, here it is.
Means the shelf life will be...
it's all hold up for a while.
Yeah, pretty good.
What do you think, Sean?
It's interesting. I mean, having just drank some of the fine liquids from Lawson's and The Alchemist, it's a little
departure.
A little departure from those having those beers recently.
Acclimate your taste buds to the South again.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm thinking that this has been poured cold. It is the aroma's coming out a little bit, but it's a little damp for me. It means
may need to warm up. A little.
It's got all the flavors you think are there. I just don't think they play well together. I feel like that this is a little bit all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's kind of it's a hazy New England IPA, but it's just kind of middle of the road. Nothing about it stands out. It's just it tastes like pretty much every other one. That's just
I think it's drinkable. Checks most of the boxes. Mm-hmm.
Yes,
but it doesn't go the extra.
And, you know, even though I like a well-attenuated beer, no matter what, except for maybe a Scottish or whatever, this could, for me, at least have a little bit more of a malt foundation.
Yeah, no, I get what you're saying. I do feel like, I think for me, there's something about the hops that are a little out of whack, kind of what you say, yeah. Kendall, but specifically there's, and maybe it's part of that alcohol in the end, but there's something at the back end that's almost like a hop bitterness or something that's like right there at the back end. That like if that wasn't there, I feel like it would finish a lot better. But I don't know.
Yeah, it's creamy on the front end. You get that hop bitterness, and it's this sharp ending that's still there, and it Yeah, I guess it's just missing a little bit malt, which is interesting.
Well, that or it just, I think metallic comes to me. I get a little bit of a metallic.
Okay.
There's some hops that do that to me, though. I can get that little, almost like a twinge of, not quite bitterness, but I know what you're saying, that you kind of feel that metallicness.
Yeah.
I would say to their credit, for at least for me, I'm not getting hop burn, which you get on a lot of them. So,
yeah.
Yeah.
So it's not bad. I mean, you know, I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Well, we are going to rate this first beer from Pontoon, the Needing the Bigger Pontoon, a 3.
Okay. It's a start.
Yeah. Now moving on to something completely different, we're going to talk about the Berliner Weiss called Crushing Waves. It's 6.3% ABV. It has 700 pounds of fresh pineapple and tart cherry puree. Kettle soured with lactobacillus, tart beer that embodies the perfect dessert-inspired sour.
When did Berliner Weisses start becoming more over 6%?
It strikes me as a little bit of an anomaly to me, but I guess I go more by just what the brewing guidelines tell me to do as a home brewer.
Yeah,
I would not brew one this high.
Yeah, I think that's a trend, especially as we've seen them put more fruit in them and try to push those boundaries. A little bit of alcohol helps in that, I think. But yeah, I kind of dig this one.
I like it. I do.
I like this a lot.
I don't know what would just make this jump out to me as a Berliner. I mean, it just feels like anytime you say kettle sour, you kind of know what you're going to get. Mm-hmm. And like, this is that. But I like the fruit that they use. I like the combo of the pineapple and the cherry.
Yep. It's clean. It's not overly tart. I think a lot of Berliners go for tart just for tart's sake. And this one's got a little nice fruity tartness to it. And you're right. The fruit works. I would like a little more pineapple, but I like it.
Well, we'll be back with more discussion about this beer and others in just a minute.
Rolling clouds and crashing surf, iridescent dunes reflecting by the light of a rising, glowing moon. Seashore mesmerizing, night breeze hypnotizing. We've come across these back roads none too soon. Look to the left, to the right. Keep your eyes on the road, my darling. Wondering if we're only passing through. Open roads and open windows. My hand is yours forever, sweet love.
Welcome back, everyone. Today's episode is a brewery takeover from Sandy Springs, Georgia, a place called Pontoon Brewing.
Bunghole.
Excuse you? Wasn't quite expecting that. Thank you very much, good old boy Dave.
That's what she said.
So I get you.
That true. So what we were talking about before the break was Crushing Waves. They're 6.3% ABV. And we were having a little discussion during the intermission about when the fruit was added. So in doing a little bit more research and reading a little bit
more. Dive.
Yes. The pineapple and tart cherries were added during the secondary fermentation.
Hmm. So I guess they got it as sour as they were going to get it.
And then added the fruit.
Yeah, I mean, I don't find a huge flaw in this. I mean, I don't know about you guys.
No.
And it doesn't come off as, you know, it's a little higher alcohol than the, you might say, the baseline you normally go by. But I don't get any heat at all.
Sean, have you ever done any kettle sours?
Yeah, I've done a few kettle sours. And actually, the way they go about doing it is the way I would go about adding fruit to the kettle sours I've done.
Do what it's going to do.
And this, as a general rule, anytime I was adding fruit, I would, just let it do a second fermentation and go from there. No, it's
and that's going to bump up your ABV.
It'll bump up the ABV a little bit. But the other thing is, you know, you still have your yeast. You know, you're not going to have to, if you're going to package it, you don't have to worry about those cans exploding on the shelves in theory because
that's good.
The fermentation has run its course.
You want that. You want shelf stability.
Yes. You know?
That's always a plus.
No splodin'.
Yeah. This has got, I just want to give my 10 seconds here of,
Take 15.
Oh, you're such a giver. I'm really digging this because kettle sours for me are kind of hard. They end up being a little bit sharp and you can only get through like maybe one and you're done.
Right. Right.
You know, but this one I feel is a little bit more approachable. The fruit is kind of softening that lactose sharpness that you can get. And I think that for speaking as a girl, some girls really might dig this because there is that little fruity component to it. So you can hang with the boys, so to speak, on having a craft beer that's not an IPA.
Sour.
And it's sour for those that are like sour heads, you know, but it's not too overly. We're not getting into the dark end of what sours can be. So
The dark side.
Well, I've not brewed one of these as a hobbyist, but don't you use unmalted wheat? Do you use unmalted wheat?
It depends. I always used, I think it was like a 50-50 combination of, actually it would be, I think, malted wheat and then maybe some oats or flaked oats and then the rest in pale or Pilsner malt. Right.
It's just really clear too. You know, Berliner Weisses that I've had in the past been very opaque.
Right. So. Well, I think that's partially because of the kettle souring, the way those are turning out. And then usually, at least a lot of brewers that I know, will use something like the Sierra Nevada strain to ferment it out. So that also would help flocculate and make for a clearer beer.
Well, and, you know, I'm sure a lot of people are just straight up, you know, like using a bright tank or something to really kind of filter stuff out. And,
Yeah. No, it's the Berliner Weisses I brewed generally turned out pretty clear. They might be a little hazy up front, and then give it a month or so, and then they'll clear up really nice.
Nice,
cool.
There you go.
Well, we are going to rate the Crushing Waves from Pontoon Brewing a 4.
4.
Okay, so there's a as we're talking about beer, I wanted to bring in sort of a topic of discussion. So we've all had McDonald's Happy Meals, right? Like everyone here.
Yeah.
And for anyone who's, you know, grown up, you know, since the 70s, 60s, 70s, forever marked the 20s, you know.
The roaring 20s, though.
That's right. That's why they were roaring, because you know, Reverend Mark couldn't hear well, so he had to yell. So anyways, I read a story from the CBC, the Canadian Broadcasting Corporation, recently, and they were interviewing a McDonald's manager, and he revealed what Grimace is. Like for everybody
who's
grown up, you know, this big purple whatever, right? So do any of you guys know what Grimace is?
Well, so I have a little story about him. We found ourselves in a McDonald's drive-thru in Bardstown, Kentucky, shortly after the Kentucky Bourbon Festival.
Well, that's the best time to hit a McDonald's drive-thru.
You're right. Because of the wait in the line, and maybe because the whiskey was making me talk, I started making pronunciations from the back seat. And one of the pronunciations, aside from Mayor McCheese is a fascist.
Wow.
A happy meal is neither happy nor a meal, was Grimace is not a good sign of what happens if you eat McDonald's food. So that's my take on Grimace.
Okay.
Is the amorphous blob that you turn into if you consume enough McDonald's food.
Fair. Yeah.
Well, I will tell you Grimace started out as evil Grimace. When he was first introduced in the late 60s, I think, he was, he had four arms and he was a thief.
Whoa.
Oh, and he would steal
with the Bandit happiness. Or something?
What? Well, there was the
Hamburglar.
There was the Hamburglar, okay. Right? But Grimace is actually a taste bud.
What?
Really?
So if you look at a picture, like a picture of taste buds, they are roughly Grimace shaped. Now, what's interesting to me is like...
That kind of blows my mind.
A McDonald's taste bud and... it's named Grimace, you know. So is that because you grimace when you taste McDonald's food? I don't know.
You grimace when you find out what chicken McNuggets are made of?
Yeah. Ooh, no, I still don't know that. I don't want to know that.
You grimace when you find out that the ice cream machine is not working at the McDonald's?
Oh, that's rude. Yeah. Oh. I'll tell you, there for a while, I had to stop eating McDonald's completely because every day I would go get you could get the two apple pies for a dollar and then a caramel sundae. And then I would make caramel apple pie a la mode.
Oh, wow.
Dude, for real.
For breakfast, huh?
Yeah. I put a couple of those in a filet of fish. Yeah.
I just can't do it.
Yeah.
Well, Friday night, huh? Yeah,
pretty much. I was lonely.
Okay. Yeah, I have steered away from McDonald's ever since I watched Super Size Me.
Same here. Yeah. I mean, I will still do the sausage biscuit on occasion, but even then, I'm like,
Kendall, when's the last time you ate at McDonald's?
I think I had a couple McDonald's cheeseburgers and fries like 2 months ago. It was like one of those times where I was starving. I'd gone way too far since eating. I still had lots of chores to do. And I was driving by McDonald's and the drive-thru was empty. And I'm thinking, I guess I'll just get a cheap hamburger.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's how they get you.
That's how they get you.
Empty parking lot, cheeseburger, it's on.
It's the convenience, yeah.
Well, totally. And I have to backtrack. I haven't had burgers or fries in forever.
Oh, wow.
But for a short period, same situation, I'd go through an area where I was really hungry, still had a long way to go home, and I would just, and it'd be in the morning, though, and it'd be an egg McMuffin, and how can you mess that up? So.
You're so naive.
But where they source their eggs, I want that yolk cooked all the way through. Otherwise,
Absolutely.
Wow. Okay. Well, let's get back to some liquid.
Well, I was going to say for the rest of the beers, maybe we'll talk about, and I don't, maybe this sends the wrong message as a family friendly beer show. We could try what Happy Meal item would you pair each of these beers with?
Okay. Well, challenge accepted here. Let's go. Next beer up for grabs is the Czech Yourself. 4.5% ABV, Czech Pilsner. Pity the fool who don't crush this light Czech Pilsner. I'm trying to say that in Southern talk. I don't know how that came out.
Southern talk. It's not her native tongue.
It is not. No, folks, it is not. I am proud from the North.
She's a Southern belle.
A slightly sweet toasted malt gives off biscuit and bready aromas and flavors. Pale golden color, it can outshine any gold chain.
All right, so Czech Pilsner. They're supposed to be sweeter than German Pilsners, right? Or
they have more malt character.
Yeah, okay.
I wouldn't say sweeter. In fact, this one's a little sweet.
Yes. Yeah. It's tasty, just a little sweet.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So it's more about the hops, right? Like how assertive the hops are compared.
Well, they're generally softer, but you're going to get those oftentimes the Sots character.
Minty, kind of a little minty.
Minty, maybe a little peppery.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Also, sometimes a little bit of sulfur in the nose from the yeast. Mm-hmm. But yeah.
Unless you let it lager for months.
Right.
Now, this isn't a bad Czech Pils. I wish it was just a little more attenuated. There's a little sweetness there. I wish it would have got rid of.
That's exactly what I'm thinking.
Let it go for a little longer.
Yeah, I think they could have let it gone for a little longer or maybe even lagered it a little longer. But overall, solid beer. I think it needs a little more time.
Or done a double decoction, you know.
Yeah. Either that or
sir, we don't use that language here. I just literally said
we're family friendly.
I mean, I would also say maybe just bump up the hops a little bit too. Would help with that.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, that's cool. Yeah, it kind of cuts.
It kind of mutes them.
Yeah, it does mute them.
Yeah,
if they like the malt backbone, it's not bad, but it's just a little sweet. But if that's what you're wanting, and that's what's in their description, then
But that would be hard to crush a lot of these.
Right.
Yeah. I don't know, if you were drunk on a pontoon, you might be able to. What do you think, Juliana?
I appreciate the fact that they went with a Czech Pilsner because not everyone is going to go for that style because it is sweeter. You know, when you have your benchmark,
right?
This is not the benchmark. standard that we all love and adore so much. But I could see where they're coming from with this, and yeah, maybe a little bit more attenuation. It's just a little bit on the sweeter side. So for somebody that maybe is not used to the true Pilsners, and maybe they like things a little maltier, sweeter, then I could see where this could be in their wheelhouse.
This is a gateway beer.
Yes.
Yeah. Sure.
Moist.
That's good old boy Dave's favorite word.
It is. Moist.
But I could see how some people would enjoy this, you know? Okay, so now the big question is, what part of the Happy Meal does this go with?
Mm. Ooh, well, it's not a dessert beer, so no. It wouldn't go with the cookies.
I'm thinking chicken nuggets.
Yeah, but which sauce? Which nugget sauce do you go for?
Do kids eat nugget sauce? Don't they just put everything in ketchup?
Well, that's fair.
That's just blasphemy.
I'm a honey mustard guy myself.
I'm barbecue.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I can tell that about you. You look the type.
Well, to sauce or no sauce within McNuggets and the Czech Pilsner.
Honestly, when I eat chicken McNuggets, I just eat the breading off and then I...
Separatist.
Yeah, there you go. This would go well with their fish fillet. It would kind of counterbalance the rancidness of the fish.
Wow. Would it help? Would it help take care of all the mercury in their fish? As if that fish has ever seen water. But
wow, really? Okay, well, there we go. The fish fillets even come in the Happy Meals. I don't know about that.
I don't think so.
Yeah.
You know what used to come in Happy Meals? Little Hot Wheels Corvettes.
Heck yeah.
Oh yeah. Oh.
Yeah. I'm thinking this beer would pair good with one of those little Hot Wheels Corvettes.
this beer in a Corvette?
Yeah.
On the pontoon? Yeah. Hey. Living large.
I like it.
Living large. Well, we are going to rate the Czech Yourself, Czech Pilsner from Pontoon A3.
Nice. So these guys, they're not blowing me away like amazing, but at the same time, I feel like this is a pretty solid flight of beer so far.
So far, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And I like the variety that they have. You know.
Yes.
I mean,
recently visited some breweries where it's like, here's our selection of hazy IPAs and maybe a kettle sour or some sort of lager. It is nice to see this spectrum here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So Sean just, you know, was up in New England area, drinking all the good hazy beers. How many of those guys are doing lagers now? Because like it feels like everybody's doing lagers.
Mm-hmm. Actually, when I got to the Alchemist, because I knew I was going to be buying Hetty Topper.
There's no way he's doing a lager.
They're doing lagers there. Yeah,
he does.
I think I had their Kolsch, and I had something else from. Obviously, Kolsch is not a lager, I went for stuff that wasn't their hoppy stuff because I was like, well, I know I'm coming back with Focal Banger and Hetty Topper, so why don't I drink? And so that was pretty cool, and it's all canned too.
Was it good?
It was good. Lawson, same deal. They had some really incredible pills. And then you get to Von Trapp and it's just nothing but lager. Yeah. Which was
fantastic.
The hills are alive with the sound of Pilsners. Yeah.
Yeah. Should you find yourself on the way to the Alchemist, do not ignore the signs to Von Trapp. Let me just put it that way.
Absolutely. Oh, yeah.
Gosh, no.
We went, we hit the Alchemist first and then we stayed at the Von Trapp.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
And it was cold and there was snow and
tasty beer.
Lots of
tasty beer.
Yeah.
And there was like nobody there. Like it was.
We caught it at a perfect time. Yeah. Nice. Yeah. Even at the tap room restaurant-y thing. Yeah. It was like us getting there alone. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. So good. Okay. That's for another time.
Oh, now I'm hungry.
I know, right? Next is perfect for this time of year. It's called Das Labyrinth. 5.3% ABV Marzen. The arrival of our Marzen marks a fine time of the year where dark malty lagers are king and the schnitzel rains from the sky. How romantic. This malty treat is brimming with Munich, Vienna, and caramel malt, giving notes of biscuit, toffee, and toasty caramel with a firm but clean bitterness from the hop addition. Pouring a beautiful amber tone and exhibiting velvety mouthfeel, this traditional German Marzen brings you back to the beautiful landscapes of the German countryside. So,
I don't know what you guys think.
Great color, huh?
I like it. This is, to me, this is what a Martin should be. It's got that sweet, caramely, toasty, big malty thing going on through the middle, but then it just cleans up.
Yep.
It fades out. You get a little bit of that classic German noble hop bitterness going on, but it just finishes really nice and smooth.
Could
and
you drink a liter of this?
I absolutely could.
Yes.
Yeah, this is, it finishes kind of what I'd say a semi-dry or semi-sweet, however you want to describe it, but it's the sweet hits you on the front end.
It's the yin and yang of dry and sweet.
Yeah. You're right. This is the way it needs to work.
And because it cleans up, you can put away a liter of this because it's only 5.3%. It seems like it should be a much bigger beer, but it is so easy drinking.
Yeah. There's a ton of flavor in this thing.
Love it.
Juliana.
This is what I love about craft breweries that are making their interpretation of German classics. You know, it's hard for us to get it fresh from the tap, so to speak, because we're here in the United States. But this is what I love about American breweries making good German style beers. You know, this is fresh. This is malty. It's tasty. The finish on it, I'm still like amazed that it's such a nice clean ending that you could drink liters and liters of this. I mean, seriously, this is, you know, perfect.
Would you say it's a happy ending?
Yeah.
Yes.
You could drink liters
on a pontoon.
You could drink liters of this while you are in the McDonald's drive-through.
Wait for that happy meal.
Yeah. And still be ready to pick up and look happy and perky. Yes.
This shows me they can do a malty lager really well.
Yes.
And I don't know what didn't turn out on the Czech lager, but on the Martin, they nailed it.
Yeah,
very much so. This is a resounding 4.
Yeah, it'd be interesting. I think with that Pilsner though, I think it's an interpretation. Mm-hmm. I think like all these beers are an interpretation of the style, and you know you do the best you can. But yeah, it would be interesting to see if they made another batch of that Pilsner, maybe just like Sean said, kind of hopped it a little bit more aggressively and kind of balance that out a little bit. But that Marzen, spot on.
So on point. We'll be discussing more beers from Pontoon in just a minute. It's not just the destination, but baby, the whole elation riding down this lover's avenue. As slow as a willow blows, or as fast as the whirlwind grows, we glide beneath the stars in cobalt blue. Look to the left, to the right. Keep your eyes on the road, my darling. Wondering if we're only passing through. Open roads and open windows. My hand is yours forever, sweet love. Our eyes ahead on these back roads with a view. Welcome back, everyone.
Thanks.
So today's episode, we are talking about...
I got this.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Hi. Fine. Sorry, fine. We're just... Yeah. Hi.
Passing beer.
We're just passing beer around.
Getting ready.
The beer show.
We are doing a brewery takeover of Pontoon Brewing from Sandy Springs, Georgia. And the next one that we are going to talk about is Dem Bones, which is a dry hopped Pilsner. 5.5% ABV. It's a dry hop Pilsner that has some slight haze to it from the large wheat bill in the beer.
I don't...
Dry hopped with laurel.
Just don't have Dem Bones in front of me.
Oh, yeah. Wow. Yeah,
we definitely have a different beer.
That is not a dry hop Pilsner.
Yeah, it was like, oh, this is an interesting pills. Very fruity.
That would be
Reverend Mark again.
That's the beer we're talking about.
Okay, guys.
So everybody needs to understand. At every bottle share, there is a Reverend Mark. Like the beer stops with him, you know? Like Teddy Roosevelt said, the buck stops with me. You know, the beer stops with Reverend Mark.
Okay, so as I was continuing...
Sorry about that, folks. Yeah, I hadn't even tasted it, so...
Yeah, that makes all of us.
It is dry hop with laurel and German Tettnang hops. It's a hoppy Hells that has nice floral and slight citrus notes backed by a crisp, bready-like malt bill from the Vienna malt. So, what do we think about them bones?
Gotta try it.
I wonder, is this, there was a song.
Oh, wow.
Alice, right?
Alice in Chains.
There's maybe, I'm not the hugest Alice in Chains fan.
What?
I know.
Well, I and think there's, I'm keeping about that record. Them
bones. Yeah, I was gonna say, them bones.
Juicy bones?
Yeah, lazy bones. I can't remember. Yeah, how that
was. It was like a dog food commercial.
Yeah, yep. Okay. That's what I thought of.
Yeah. So when you're like pairing this beer, what kind of dog food would you pair with?
Stop.
Tell us what you think, Kendall.
Oh, I love this beer. I like a good dry hop pilsner, and it's nice and soft, but the hops, the flavors you're getting,
they really shine through.
This is very refreshing.
Wonderful. Almost citrus. I'm getting a little citrusy, almost like a lemony taste.
Yep.
Which is really weird, you know, when we're talking maybe German style pilsners.
Yeah.
You don't get as much citrus in those, but I think the way it softens out, and I think you said they use some wheat in here, which is not normal in a pilsner. It also makes it a little softer.
Yeah.
I just really like the combination of flavors. It's a pretty well done dry hop pils.
I like this as a contrast to that Marzen too. Like they're absolutely completely different, but it
this
was
a nice
really
follow-up. Nice.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I think this is a good, like an American interpretation, you know, I mean, it because like the wheat aspect really makes it kind of pop.
Yeah.
Gives it a little bit more of a dry, foundation.
It is a dry finish on this beer, man.
Woo. You don't think it's going to be because it almost feels like a New England IPA.
Yeah.
Kind of in the middle of the palate. And it's really creamy.
Goes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know what it's not?
Moist. Moist.
How about that?
Really?
What do you think? Well, come on.
I'm really... God, this is good. Sorry. I was expecting like kind of an overload of floralness to it, but it's so balanced.
Yeah.
So balanced. I could have like 5-6 of these.
This is a good pontoon beer.
Absolutely.
Yeah, this is very dialed in. Very, very dialed in.
And even though Pilsner's is supposed to be crystal clear and this little hazy, if you're on a pontoon boat, it's all hazy.
Man, everything gets hazy after about the first three.
But this is what, okay, so there's not a lot of fuss and muss to this. I mean, yeah, it's dry hop, so, okay, there's a little bit of that. But it just reinforces to me at how great the style of beer is and how just enjoyable with everything. I mean, yes, we've been talking about Happy Meals and what part of the Happy Meal this would go with. And honestly, I think this would go with anything.
This would go
in the Happy Meal.
This would go with a pie.
The pie. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
This would go with all two food groups that McDonald's offers.
Hey. It's checking all the boxes then, isn't it? Yes.
Breading and preservatives. Yeah, yes.
But so, I mean, yeah. And any time of year, this is real. I mean, obviously, summery pontoon weather, this is perfect because it's, you know, it's not too full of flavor, so to speak, that kind of weighs you down. But even in the winter, there's something really good about like coming off a ski slope and having something crisp and light like this to just, you know.
Refresh.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah.
Until you tackle the next hill or slope. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, you got that nice buzz going after, you know, that get down that bottle.
There's
or two.
That too.
Yeah. Sure. And if you happen to break your leg, have three or four.
You know what? Yeah. You won't feel a thing. It'll be great.
There you go.
What about pontooning down a ski slope?
Oh.
Oh man.
Yeah.
Don't they have some? Well, it's like tubing.
Yeah.
So yeah.
Yeah.
So that's kind of similar,
but different.
Well, yeah, but different. Thanks. Yeah. Well, I mean, in
you're
a way.
Still on water. Yeah, just in a different form.
It's kind of like tobogganing, except it's a big toboggan,
that's
right?
That's why Kendall is the big brain.
Check out the brains on Kendall.
Yeah, this is another another classy beer.
Well done.
I guess I should have waited. Sorry.
Can I speak? Yeah, thank you, Trigger Happy.
Apparently you can.
Well, them bones from Pontoon Brewing, we are going to rate a resounding 4.
Not just a 4. Resounding 4.
Okay, next up. This one's kind of funky looking. This is a bonus beer. We weren't sure if we were going to get to it. And there's an alien on the bus. Uh-oh. This is called Intergalactic Space Rave. 5.6% ABV Berliner Weiss. Rue Brew Part 2. We brewed this for our friends of Camp Redaroo and the Rue Bus and created a beer that blasts off with real fruit flavor. They took apples, kiwi, white grapes, melon, lactose, and vanilla.
So they go from something I thought was pretty awesome to this.
You know what, though?
I kind of like it. I don't dislike it.
Yeah. Here's the thing. They're taking that trend that we all are over. At least I'm over it. But they're making a subtle version of it. And I can appreciate this.
I like this beer. I would just like to try it without the lactose. I don't think the lactose brings something necessary to this beer.
I think it brings a little balance to the tartness and the fruitiness. You mentioned so many varieties there. You can't really... It's almost like a fruit salad. It's hard to pin down any one, but it's just overall fruity.
It's like a fruit cup.
Yep. And so that little bit of sugar, I think, helps with that. And yeah, it kind of tastes like a little alcoholic fruit cup.
This is ambrosia. That's all it is. It's liquid ambrosia.
All Sean heard was alcoholic fruit cup.
Oh my God, he's grinning.
Sean was like, if they put that in a Happy Meal, Sean would go to McDonald's every day.
Maybe not every day, twice a day.
Yeah, why hasn't Dole thought of that? You know, they could do the mixed fruit melange and a little vodka.
Cocktail in a can waiting to happen.
Just leave some fruit cups out in the sun for a few days. It'll probably get you there.
But this is kind of bright and grapey and kind of sweet a little bit, even though it's sour. I could see putting this into like a little juice box for a pre-nap elementary school distribution. Okay.
It's been great doing the show. I'm sorry this has to be the last episode we ever do, ever.
Oh my gosh.
Kids love it.
I have to take Reverend Mark back to the home.
Preschool teachers even more.
That's not a bad point, though. Don't let your children find this beer because they will enjoy it.
Yeah. But in terms of Berliner Weisses, this is not the traditional. Okay, let's not go off the rail. You know, let's be honest about it. But I think for what it is, it's approachable.
How do you guys like this one compared to the other? Since we had two Berliner Weisses, how do you guys like this one compared to the other?
I like this one a lot more.
You do? Yes. Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah, I think I like it more, too.
Really? I like the other one more just because I could pick out the pineapple and the cherry.
And here it's a little bit more muddled with the fruits.
It's more muddled, but I also, I'm hung up on lactose. Like, I'm such a lactose hater right now. hung up there.
It's a fair point. I would like to try this beer without the lactose. Yeah. I think it could be better.
Yeah.
The fruit would stand out more. I think that the sugar covers up the fruit.
And I think a little extra tartness would make this beer better, you know? But I still think it's really good, though. I mean, what do you guys?
I love it.
It's awesome. So the Intergalactic.
I like to hear that. Yeah.
Intergalactic Space Ray from Pontoon. We are rating a 4.
Getting it done. Sandy Springs.
Now, we got a couple minutes for one last one.
Another bonus beer, guys.
Another bonus beer. Yes. Don't you got a special sound effect for that, Dave?
I fart in your general direction. Your and your father smelt of elderberry.
Well, I don't know.
So what's your favorite color?
Okay, right. Okay, so this one is called the Four Essentials.
And
I wonder what they could be.
Juliana and I have had this one before, and this was kind of the reason why we wanted to do a show on these guys.
I'm really liking this one.
5.4% ABV, and this is a Kolsch.
Kolsch. Yes.
It definitely ticks all the Kolsch
boxes.
It's
a Kolsch.
Yes.
That's what it is. It's just a well-made Kolsch.
Yeah.
There's nothing surprising about it. It's everything you want. Crisp, light, got a little bit of overall fruitiness.
How would you guys describe the aroma? Like,
I was struggling to put words to it earlier when I was smelling this.
Almost a little crackery, but almost graham cracker,
like,
but not
sweet crackers.
Not quite graham cracker, but a sweet cracker going on.
Mm-hmm. You know, back in the day, they used to call me sweet cracker.
Oh boy!
Said before you were paroled. Yeah.
Back in the yard.
Good old sweet cracker Dave.
Hey, over there's there goes old sweet cracker.
Wow,
that's how you break a show.
Wow. So their description, which is interesting. To honor the rich tradition of craft brewing, they dialed the clock back to like 2011, a simpler time when beer didn't contain chocolate chip cookies mixed with Tide Pods.
Thank you.
And TikTok influencer wasn't considered a serious occupation. Praise be to that.
Yes.
Yes.
Speaking truth to power.
They get the Rheinheitsgebot medal.
They do. They seriously do. Wow. But this, to me, is what it's all about. You can't hide behind this beer.
No.
And this is also a beer style that, like an ale house that doesn't have a lot of refrigeration, can produce and woo over the bud drinkers, you know.
Yes. Well, I mean, that's Blackstone Brewery here in Nashville. Uh-huh. Their Chaser Pale is a Kolsch that they never, you know, people come and ask for Budweiser and they're like, we have this.
Right.
Yeah.
And it's so much better.
Way better. Mm-hmm. So much better.
So Kolsch is like kind of a hybrid ale lager.
It is. Yes. Yeah.
And I feel like it's a redheaded stepchild because I don't think it gets the credit that it really deserves.
I mean, right. I think people in Köln might say different, but yes, here in the U.S.,
American craft beer drinkers don't appreciate this style.
Yeah, it's only one of two German ale, you know, like,
yes,
that's not a true
top
lager.
Cropping. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. With this and Hefeweizen.
Right.
Yeah.
God.
Well,
sorry.
Hey now.
Sorry, I don't know.
There's a place for it.
What do you have against banana and clove?
Yeah. Unless you're smoking
bubble gum.
Bubble gum. Yes.
They're great for smoking, but not so much for drinking.
Bananas?
No, smoking banana peels.
It's
a thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think this gets the Lawnmower Beer Award for me, which is a good thing. I mean that in a good way.
No, and a good Kolsch is. It's just, honestly, it's really hard to find a good Kolsch. I can't think of too many that you can find, like, that are even distributed, you know, that are actually good, that don't taste like sulfur and don't have this, like, over-sweetness to them.
This one's really, really well made.
Yeah.
This is a crushable beer, perfect for the summer on the pontoon boat.
And I think I think the name says it all, the Four Essentials, because, I mean, it really just breaks it down to what a beer can really just be.
True. And honestly, if you are a home brewer, if you're starting out as a home brewer, being able to brew this style beer is such an achievement.
Yes.
I mean, I remember the first time that we tried this, and it was a strange little contest that involved popcorn and mangoes. Ooh. That had to be added in. No, but we got really lucky and it was so tasty. Yeah. I mean, when a Kolsch is made right, it's just,
especially with popcorn and mangoes.
Full of mangoes. Yeah.
It was heaven. It was absolute heaven. Anyways, we are going to rate the Four Essentials from Pontoon Brewing a... going five. It's a five.
Yeah. Well done. Especially for a Kolsch. We don't see many of those get a five.
Yeah. No, this is really, really well done.
Wow.
Nice job, Pontoon.
I know, right? Well, that's going to do it for us today. I am really thrilled. Yeah. Well, we hope you enjoyed this episode. If you're listening to us online, do yourself a favor and tap.
Give it a little tappy. Tap, tap, tap-a-roo.
Tap the subscribe button. The easiest way to listen to our show is to ask Siri, Alexa, Google, or Uncle Larry play podcast Sips, Suds, and Smokes.
We love your feedback, and you can reach us online at info@sipsudsandsmokes.com.
Our tasting notes flow out Twitter every day at Sips, Suds, Smokes, and our Facebook page is always buzzing with lots of news. You'll be able to interact with a thousand of other fans on those social media platforms.
And please, please do us a favor and take the time to rate this episode if you're listening to us online.
5 stars.
That's a big help to us, and we get to see your feedback as well.
Well, I want to thank all my co-hosts for being here today. Good old boy Kendall.
I had a great time. Thank you.
Please tell us about your blog.
I blog about the good news of good beer with my beautiful wife at beermakes3.com.
Hi, June. I miss you. You need to come visit us. Reverend Mark, thank you so much for being here today.
Still happy to be here.
And I love your bluegrass shirt.
Oh, yeah. I'll talk all about this later. Yeah.
Love it. Good old boy Sean, thank you for coming back and visiting us.
Good to be back and happy to do this again and happy to spend the Sunday afternoon as it may be right now with y'all.
Yay. Mm-hmm. Good old boy Dave.
Yeah, yeah. It's good. Good to see you. It's all great. Yeah.
It's better than cats. I want to do it again and again and again.
Wow.
Wow. Wow. He went there. This is good old gal Julianus. Thank you so much for listening to us, especially now at the end. Keep on chuggling, and we'll catch you on our next episode.
One Tan Hand production of Sip Suds and Smokes, a program devoted to the appreciation of some of the finer slices of life. From the Dude in the Basement Studios, your host, the Good Old Boys, will see y'all next time.